20 minutes past seven. We have the latest results from Sky as their rival BT grows. Tanya Beckett's here.
Well, yes, of course, it's a very changing market. This Sky's half-year operating profits were down 2%, £524 million. Now, of course, the BT and EE merger deal closes today, which creates the UK's biggest telecoms firm. And the deal actually hands BT an enlarged group. It'll have 35 million mobile broadband and TV customers. And, of course, all of those customers are converging with technology at the moment. But the interesting point is that, actually, Sky's customer base is growing and quite fast. Eddie Murphy is telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting and joins us now from the BBC studio in Cambridge. Eddie, good morning to you. So just on these results and the strong customer growth at Sky.
Yes, I mean, Sky has been a very important player and has grown enormously in terms of its broadband capability. It's always been a strong player in the TV market, but obviously the broadband capability is something that has worried BT for a long time and really forced BT to take a serious position in the TV market.
Now, meanwhile, of course, at Sky, there has been a family drama going on there. The desire for the group, for News International, also to take, well, News Corp, to take over the remaining part of Sky that it doesn't own. It wasn't allowed to do that, but that's unfinished business, isn't it? And James Murdoch is back at the helm of Sky.
I believe he's going to be the chairman now, so it looks like that might be going the Murdoch's way.
So what do you make of the effect that all of that drama has had, and of course the phone hacking drama has had, on the bigger group and therefore Sky?
Well, I think there are lots of dynamics that Sky has to face. I think the merger between BT and EE is an enormous pain for them, because they are looking at a situation where BT is now in a position to compete, offering a complete quad play with mobile telephony, fixed telephony, broadband and TV, and it leaves Sky a little bit behind.
So
Sky,
well, we know, of course, Amazon is streaming video as well, so it's not the BT is by no means the only competitor in this.
That is absolutely true, but I think in terms of the domestic market in the UK, BT and Sky and TalkTalk and Virgin are the big players, and Amazon is still trying to establish itself.
So where should we look to see who is winning? Is it the grab for content, which is important?
The grab for content is part of the scheme. Obviously, content can then be bundled with the other services that players are offering. And I think that's the logic behind BT entering the TV market in the enthusiastic way that it did.
Eddie Murphy, thank you very much.